Hi, this is Neely Taretsky for this week's Sem Torah, Parsha Vayera. Is there a commandment, min HaTorah, to do Hachnasas Orchim? Is there a commandment to do Chesed? According to the Rambam, the commandment to do Chesed falls under the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, and Hachnasat Orchim is included within this. We're going to analyze the psukim that deal with the archetypal example of Hachnasat Orchim, that of Avraham and the Malachim. The first pasuk says, "Vayira elav Hashem be'elone mamre v'hu yoshev petach ha'ohel kechom hayom." The first lesson we learn from Abraham is that he sought the guests out, yoshev petach ha'ohel. And this is also hinted to in the name that we call the mitzvah, hachnasat orchim. We are bringing them in, seeking them out. You can't just expect the guests to come to you. You have to be active in pursuing this mitzvah. Pasuk bet, Vayisa ina vayar v'hinei shlosha anashim nitzavim alav vayar vayarath lekratam mipetach ha'ol vayishtachu arza. Vayomer Adonai, im na matzati chen ve'enecha al na ta'avor me'al avdecha. The Gemara explains here that there are two options as to how to understand this pasuk. Either Adonai is referring to the most distinguished of the malachim, or it's referring to Hashem himself. And Avraham was essentially turning to Hashem and saying, "Hashem, excuse me, please wait while I go tend to the needs of these guests." Chazal explained to us that we learn from here that gadol hachnasat orchim mihakbalat pnei ashrina, that it's better to, or more preferable to, fulfill the mitzvah of hachnasat orchim than greeting Hashem. Practically speaking, there's not much we can learn from this. Most of us don't have Hashem visiting us on a daily basis, so how can we apply this to our daily lives? That sometimes we need to set aside our own spiritual concerns and our own spiritual experiences in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Chasad Orchim. The Baal Shem Tov, as quoted by Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polnoy, explained that sometimes welcoming guests requires of us to divert our attentions from our own personal spiritual strivings. Sometimes the demands of making small talk, possibly having to deal with inappropriate speech, can be frustrating for someone who's used to Torah study and very elevated Torah talk. But we're reminded from this Ma'amar Chazal that extending hospitality is considered to be even greater than more obvious spiritual experiences. Now let's analyze exactly what Avraham did. The first thing to notice is what he did not do. Rav Chaim Palagi says that despite the tremendous pain that Avraham surely was after the Bris Milah, he didn't mention it. A host will not impose their personal troubles upon those who visit him. They won't say, "Oh, I was up all night cooking," or, "I've been sick all week and now I'm having you," because the guest will feel terrible. They will feel that they're really putting the host out. You want to create a pleasant environment regardless of your personal circumstances. Pasuk Dad, Avram says, "Yukach na ma'at mayim v'rachatsu raglechem v'hisha'anu tachat ha'etz." He orders water to clean off their feet from the journey. This is also to teach us not only to focus on the needs that people may have for food and drink, but for other needs, for other concerns. Avraham shows that he's identifying with the needs of his guests. Rav Shalom Shwadron suggests that the fact that we said a little bit of water was to prevent the guests from embarrassment. Avraham was offering them to wash up. Had he said, "Let me bring you a whole vat of water," the implication would be, "You guys smell terrible. Go take a shower." When he said a little water, he was careful not to imply that their need to wash up was so extreme. Pasuk Hay says, "Ve'ekach pad lechem, v'sa'adu libchem achar ta'avoru, ki al kein avartem al avdechem, v'yomru kein ta'asek asher dibarta." Chazal teach us, "Emor me'at v'asei harbei." Do a little, say a little and do a lot. I'll take a bit of bread, but he does much more. The guests may feel uncomfortable if you tell them how hard you're going to work. The Baal HaTurim adds that the phrase ve'ekha implies that Avraham was partaking himself in the meal, making the guests more comfortable. It is all about making the guests feel more comfortable and not indebted, overly indebted to their host. Avraham adds ve'achar ta'avoru, that now, and then you can leave and go along your journey. You also don't want to make your guests feel that they have to stay for a long time. In Pasuk Vav, וימהר אברהם האוהלה אל שרה, ויאמר מהרי שלוש שיאים כמחסולת לושי ועשי עוגות. וימהר shows enthusiasm, zrizu to do the mitzvah, and he involves his wife. He's involving the entire family. The greatest way to fulfill the mitzvah of Achnasat Orchim is to bring the entire family along. As we see in Pasuk Zayin, Ve'el ha-bakar ratz Avraham, Ve'yikach ben ha-bakar rach v'tov, Ve'yitein el ha-na'ar, Ve'yimaher la'asot oto. He gave it to Yishmael. So we see the importance of chinuch in training your children in how to do Achnasat Orchim. In Pasuk Chet, Ve'yikach chem av ha-chalav uven ha-bakar asher asah, Ve'yitein lefneihem, V'hu omed aleihem, tachat ha-etz ve'yochelu. And he stood by them. We can also learn from this that he stayed close by in order to serve them and help them should they need anything, but not too close, so as not to embarrass them by watching them while they're eating. We also see from the Malachim the proper way for guests to behave. We see that they asked about Sarah. Vayomru elav aye Sarah ishtecha vayomru hine ba'ohal. And we also see that they ate even though it wasn't their custom. When you're in somebody's house, you try to also make them feel comfortable. And the last aspect of the mitzvah Hachnasat Orchim, which the Rambam writes is the most important, is the mitzvah of Levaya, the mitzvah of accompanying your guest out on their way. Now the question is whether this is applicable today. It used to be that Levaya, accompanying your guest, was incredibly important because the roads were unsafe. So you wanted to make sure that your guests made it safely home. Nowadays, it seems to have fallen out of practice. The Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't apply anymore because of mass transportation. But it is still customary to walk your guest out, even if it's only Dalet Amot or a few steps out the door, and to ensure that they have a safe passage home. May we all be zocha to fulfill the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim Kedas U'Kedin. Shabbat Shalom.